Welcome to the Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. I'm Chris Spedding, and I'd like to talk a little bit about John Cale, who's another musician that I enjoyed working with, but for a special reason, because he was quite unique in... he wasn't so brilliant in the studio as he was live. I don't really think he's ever caught the essence of John Cale on record, but live, it was something else, because he went through a period of like experimentation where he was improvising lyrics, and I would improvise a riff to go along with it, and those two things are very rarely improvised successfully together. You need a certain amount of connection mentally to be able to do it, and I thought that we had a special thing going, and that sometimes would come out in the some of the shows. We never really got it done properly in the studio, because John always wanted to do things his own way, and I don't think he understood really how to get that down on tape, and he wouldn't listen to me. You know, I knew how to do it, and I think he wanted to be the guy in charge, so that never came off, tragically, but he's a very interesting guy, and maybe one day we'll do that again. So yeah, he was a very interesting and inspiring guy to work with. Yeah, some of the live shows that we did, I don't think there's very many good tapes of some of those live shows, but you get some idea, I think, maybe of the sound of the band and the freedom that we were all playing with. That was quite a special band. I think it was probably the best band I played with around that time. The drummer was really good. Timmy Donald, when we would get crazy and improvise, he would just keep a steady beat, which was the perfect thing to do. He wouldn't try and join in the craziness. He would just play very simple, and everybody was being crazy on the top, and then it worked. So that's another guy I like working with.